Well, first, let me thank June and Yoji and Oleg, the organizers of this. And also, I would like to congratulate Bruce Allison, not for becoming 60, but for becoming 60, having done so many beautiful things. And I guess you will still do a lot of beautiful things in the future. So actually, I've learned a lot from you, from your papers. I remember when I started to do mathematics, I learned that exact variable algebras are a source of massive algebras, and I was studying massive algebras at that time. And more recently, I've been working with symmetric composition algebras and how to construct the exceptional simple Lie algebras in terms of symmetric composition algebras and the triality. And actually, I learned that with joint work with John Faulkner, you have done a more general construction. But anyway, I will talk about this today. So, thank you. So, the idea of this talk is, well, the origin comes from some recent work of Professor Okubo, and Okubo has recently introduced two classes of algebras, and with this kind of algebras, he's able to make a construction of Lie algebras, and this construction includes the construction of the set of Freudenthal's magic square in terms of composition algebras. So I try to understand the situation that happened here and see what was behind this construction. And so the idea is that these algebras appear naturally as soon as we have a subgroup of the holomorphic group of a Lie algebra that is isomorphic either to the alternating group of degree 4 or the symmetric group. So as soon as we have a Lie algebra with such an action of the alternating or the symmetric group, one gets one of these classes of algebras defined by Professor Okubo. So this is the idea. I guess that the motivating idea for Professor Okubo was the construction of Freudenthal's magic square in terms of symmetric composition algebras. Well, you know, there is the Tietz construction of Freudenthal's magic square that takes a composition algebra, a unital composition algebra on one side, and a degree 3 Jordan algebra, simple Jordan algebra on the other side. And then one uses the derivation algebras of both the composition algebra and the Jordan algebra, and constructs the whole Freudenthal magic square in terms of these ingredients. So this is, even though this is not a symmetric construction in the sense that it uses two different kinds of algebras, in the end the result is symmetric. And in the last year there's been several papers dealing with a more symmetric construction of Freudenthal's magic square in terms of two composition algebras. And instead of using derivation algebras, one uses the triality Lie algebras. And but formulas for triality appear very nicely if one uses, instead of the classical unital composition algebras, one uses the symmetric composition algebras, which in dimension 1, 2, or 4 is more or less the same as using the classical composition algebras, but in dimension 8 there is an extra family of symmetric composition algebras that are the Okubo algebras in dimension 8. So just using two symmetric composition algebras, one can define a Lie algebra in terms of the triality Lie algebras of both symmetric composition algebras and then three copies of the tensor product of the two symmetric composition algebras, and in this way, depending on the dimension of this symmetric composition algebras, one gets the famous Freudenthal's magic square that includes all the exceptional simple Lie algebras, and this is a symmetric construction, so the symmetry of the square is clear. So this was the motivating idea for Professor Okubo in defining these other classes of algebras that I will talk about later on. And the idea is to extend and generalize this construction. So, but as I mentioned before, there was a more general construction by Allison and Faulkner in 1993 that starts with any structural algebra and uses this Lie algebra consisting of the triples of endomorphism of the algebra that satisfy this property here, where the indices have to be considered modulo 3. So T3 bar of AB equals T1 of A times B plus A times T sub 2 of B, and so on for all the indices. And for any structural algebra, one has a particular subalgebra of this. This is a Lie algebra under component-wise bracket, and one has a particular subalgebra defined in terms of right or left multiplications in the structural algebra. So with these ingredients, if one takes a subalgebra that lies between the inner triples and the general Lie algebra T, capital T, and one takes scalars, non-zero scalars, and then one defines an algebra which is, you should think of it as a generalization of Hermitian 3x3 matrices. It has a diagonal part and then three copies of the structural algebra with a natural bracket, and one gets a Lie algebra. So you should think of this as the diagonal part, the V, and then the off-diagonal part. And this gives a Lie algebra for any structural algebra. And in particular, nice examples of structural algebras are the tensor product of two unital composition algebras. So every time you have a unital composition algebra, you can define a new product just by taking the conjugate of the original product. What you get is a symmetric composition algebra, the so-called Para-Hurwitz algebras. So if you take as a structural algebra this tensor product of two unital composition algebras and take scalars like this, then the construction of the Lie algebra in terms of the two symmetric composition algebras is isomorphic naturally to the construction given by Allison and Faulkner in 1993. So this type of constructions motivated the following definition of normal symmetric triality algebras by Professor Okubo, has been published this year. So take any non-associative algebra with a multiplication denoted by the star, and take the triality Lie algebra, which is defined in this way, so the triples of endomorphisms that satisfy this property where the indices has to be taken modulo 3. And so the normal symmetric triality algebras are non-associative algebras with a skew symmetric bilinear map from A times A into the triality algebra, such that the D1 part is defined in terms of right and left multiplication, the D2 part the same, and then the D0 part satisfies this cyclic sum equals 0, and it's related, D0, D1, and D2 parts are related. So if A equals A star A, then D0 is determined in terms of D1 and D2, and then this extra condition. So the non-associative algebras with such a skew symmetric bilinear map satisfying these properties are called the normal symmetric triality algebras. And this is a very general definition. So there are plenty of examples of this kind of algebras. So any Lie algebra is one of these normal symmetric triality algebra, Jordan algebras, to the symmetric composition algebras, the tensor product of two symmetric composition algebras. All these are examples of the normal symmetric triality algebras. And the interesting thing is that this is this definition of normal symmetric triality algebras take this definition encloses everything that one needs to make a construction similar to the ones that I mentioned before. So given any normal symmetric triality algebra, and you take a Lie algebra that lies between the triality algebra and the image of this map D, then one can define Lie algebra with a diagonal part and three copies of the normal symmetric triality algebra, and with a very natural product, in the sense that you multiply elements in algebra 0, algebra 1, just it gives something in the other copy of A. These are just three copies of A, okay, just by using the multiplication in the algebra A, and then you define brackets of elements in the same copy of A in terms of the skew symmetric map D that appears in the definition of normal symmetric triality algebra, and natural action of the diagonal part on the off-diagonal part, and you get a Lie algebra. So this includes the construction of Friedenthal's magic square in terms of copies of symmetric composition algebras, because in particular the tensor product of two symmetric composition algebras is one of these normal symmetric triality algebras. And then Professor Okubo also defined another class of algebras, this time with an involution. And again, instead of the triality algebra I mentioned before, you have to consider these Lie-related triples that satisfy the, well, these are the same Lie-related triples that appear before for exactorable algebras. So one consider this is a Lie algebra and their component-wise bracket, and again, you consider algebras with an involution, an skew symmetric bilinear map, satisfying these properties. Again, D1 and D2 in terms of left and right multiplications, some cyclic sums, and some extra conditions. And these were called normal Lie-related triple algebras by Okubo. And again, one can, well, in particular, one can pass from, if you have one of these normal Lie-related triple algebras, we can define a normal symmetric triality algebra in the same way as you can define a para-Hurwitz algebra in terms of a unital composition algebra. So every time you have a normal Lie-related triple algebra, you have also a normal symmetric triality algebra. And the main examples of these normal Lie-related triple algebras are just the exactorable algebras. So these are the main examples. This is no surprise, but actually what happens is that the unital algebras in this class are precisely the exactorable algebras. So, this is. So as I mentioned before, I was trying to understand what was going on behind this construction of behind this definition of these classes of algebras and the corresponding construction of Lie algebras out of them. So I arrive to the following. So assume that you have a Lie algebra and you have a subgroup of the automorphic group, which is isomorphic to the alternating group of degree 4, then immediately, if you have this situation, you have the Klein's 4 group, which is a normal subgroup of the alternating group, and this gives you a grading, well, I'm in Canada, so a set 2 times set 2 grading of the Lie algebra G, and in this set 2 times set 2 grading, I consider the 0-0 part, which is should be thought as the diagonal part and then the off-diagonal components. And then, you have this alternating group. So this is a semi-direct product of the 4 group and the cyclic group of order 3. So this element permutes cyclically the off-diagonal parts. So every time you have this subgroup, you have set two times set two gradient, and then a cyclic permutation of the off diagonal part. So you can define you can just take the one of the off diagonal components A, and for any element in A just define three copies of this element, iota 0, iota 1, iota 2, just in terms of this automorphism of order 3 that appears in the alternating group of degree 4. And in this way your Lie algebra becomes the diagonal part and three copies of A. And now you can define easily a product in A. Just you multiply the iota 1 times iota 2 in the Lie algebra, it gives something in the iota 0 part. So this gives you a multiplication, and you get also a linear map from the diagonal part in the triality Lie algebra of A, just by considering the action of the diagonal elements on each copy of A. So we have all this, and finally you can consider this skew symmetric bilinear map given by the Lie bracket of the, say, iota 0 components. And this gives you a skew symmetric bilinear map from A times A into the triality Lie algebra of A. And probably by now it is no surprise that with the definition as before, A becomes a normal symmetric triality algebra, and any normal symmetric triality algebra is obtained in this way. So normal symmetric triality algebras are exactly the algebras that appear when one has such an action. So this is what we have. And what about the normal Lie related triple algebras? Well, for this one needs an action of S4. So if now you have a group, subgroup of the automorphic group of the Lie algebra, which is isomorphic to the symmetric group of degree 4, then of course you have A4 inside S4, so you have all the same decomposition as for the A4 action, just the diagonal part on three copies of the same algebra, but now S4 is a semi-direct product of the alternating group and the group of two elements. So you can choose an element subgroup of order 2 inside S4 such that it takes the 0 part to the 0 part and permutes the 1 and the 2 parts, the copies, the first and second copy of A are permute, and the 0 copy of A goes to itself. And this allows you to define a map in the algebra A just by means of this formula. Just you apply this automorphism of order 2 that appears here to an element in the 0 part, and well, write the outcome in this way. And it turns out that this is an involution of the algebra. So because of the action of A4, you have a non-associative algebra, and because of the extra action of the cyclic group of order 2, you have an involution in this algebra. So now you have to change the multiplication in the same way as it is changed for Hurwitz, to go from Hurwitz to para-Hurwitz algebras or back. Just you define a new product, which is the you take the old product, the star product, and just take the involution. And then the triality algebra of A becomes the Lie algebra of Lie related triples of this algebra A with this new product and the involution that appears. And one gets a normal Lie related triple algebra. And again, any normal Lie related triple algebra is obtained in this way. So the normally related triple algebras are precisely the algebras that appear every time you have a Lie algebra with an action of S4. So let me just give some examples. The first is a very trivial example. Of course, if you take any Lie algebra and you tensor with the ground field k to the 4, k is the ground field, then of course you have a natural action of S4 permuting the components of K4. So this gives you a Lie algebra with an action of S4. Well, K4 can be thought of the group algebra of set 2 times set 2, and this is clearly set 2 times set 2 graded, and in this case the algebra that appears is the original Lie algebra. The involution that appears is just minus the identity, and the product, the multiplication star, is just the Lie bracket, the original Lie bracket of the algebra, and the new product is just minus the Lie bracket, and here is the skew symmetric map D. So this is a trivial example, and as I mentioned before, Lie algebras are examples of normal symmetric triality algebras and of normal Lie related triple algebras, and well, they appear naturally in this trivial way. And the non-trivial, let me show you a non-trivial example. So if you start with a extractable algebra, well, you have the operators V and the derivations D, X, Y defined in this way. Here, these parentheses, these are the associators of three elements. And the inner derivation algebra of the structure of algebra is the linear span of these inner derivations, DXY. And, well, in 1979, Bruce Allison considered a construction of five-graded Lie algebras in terms of structural algebras, and it goes as follows. You take the skew symmetric elements, and then you take a Cartesian product of the structural algebra and the skew symmetric elements, another copy of the same Cartesian product, and you take any subalgebra of the derivation algebra that contains the inner derivations, and then one can define a five-graded Lie algebra where this is the zero part, A is the one part, S is the two part, and the other copy of A and S are the minus one and minus two parts. And well, the bracket in this Lie algebra goes as follows. Well, this is well known for people that have been working on that, but anyway, one can define a bracket on these five-graded Lie algebras in the more or less natural way. The elements that are derivation of operators on A act on A in the natural way, and then they have to be changed a little bit to act on the skew symmetric part, and the same for the other copy. One has to change a few things to deal with the negative part, and so this is a five-graded Lie algebra, so elements in the one component have to go to the second component, and so on. So in this way one gets a five-graded Lie algebra, and well, the you can grade this Lie algebra over set 2 times set 2 in the following way. Well, this is the Lie algebra constructed in terms of the structure of algebra. This is a five-graded Lie algebra, and you have a couple of automorphisms of order 2 that commute. Just the first one is just, well, any grading over the integers immediately gives a set 2 grading, so you have the automorphism associated to this set 2 grading, where the even part is the even components, the sum of the even components, and the odd part is the sum of the odd components. So this is a very natural holomorphism, and then this other holomorphism that takes the positive part to the negative part. This one. And this couple of holomorphisms, they commute, so this gives a gradient over set 2 times set 2. And then using this gradient, one can prove that if you take the scalars minus 2, minus 2, 1, well, I'm assuming characteristic different from 2 or all over, and you take this algebra V. This is a subalgebra of consisting of triples of endomorphisms. Then it turns out that with this set 2 times set 2 gradient, it is not difficult to prove that the 5-graded Lie algebra is naturally isomorphic to the Lie algebra that was constructed by Allison and Faulkner in that are a natural analog of Hermitian 3x3 matrices. So this is just because of the gradient and taking a bit of extra effort. But now, if the field is good enough, one can change the scalars here. And good enough is that it contains a square root of minus 2. Then these scalars can be changed to 1, 1, 1. And then immediately in the construction by Allison and Faulkner of Lie algebras in terms of structurable algebras, if these scalars are equal, you have a cyclic symmetry. So the action of set 2 times set 2 of these two commuting holomorphisms can be extended to an action of S4, and so you have an action of S4 on this algebra that is obtained easily through this isomorphism, because the action here is more clear. And of course, then you have an action of S4 here, so this means that you have associated a normally related triple algebra here, and this normally related triple algebra is nothing else but the starting structurable algebra. So this by the way, relates the two different constructions of Lie algebras from structurable algebras, the one that gives a 5-graded Lie algebra was given in 1979, and the one by Allison and Faulkner in 1993. And I remember that was last year in Brazil that I was talking about Freudenthal's magic square, and Professor Cantor told me that there should be a natural relationship between these models of the exceptional Lie algebras that appear as set 2 times set 2 graded Lie algebras and the models that appear using either structurable algebras or generalized Jordan algebras of second order. But in other words, there should be a way of folding the 5 grading to get a set 2 times set 2 grading. So this is actually, this result consists of folding the 5 graded models of the exceptional Lie algebras together the models obtained in terms of set 2 times set 2 gradients and the principle of triality. So this is the how to obtain a folding of this way. And this is all I wanted to say. Thank you.